A Practical Guide to Market Research by Paul Haig. Chapter 10. Reporting and Communicating Findings. In this chapter you will learn about the following. The way that market researchers make data accessible through the use of tables, charts and text. Planning a report so that it fulfills the requirements of the research sponsor by meeting the brief, presenting clear findings and with strong conclusions and recommendations. And making effective presentations. Making information accessible. Most market research studies are carried out to guide business decisions. Business decisions tend to be directional. Should we go left or right, make this decision or the other? However, the decisions that market research guides are seldom that simple. Indeed, the very fact that market research has been commissioned implies that all is not clear. The research is to act as fog lamps, showing the way down a dark and murky road. One problem with any study is the volume of data that is produced in a very short time. These data may be partly conflicting, because it is not unusual in any market that there will be respondents with different views, or desk research which offers yet another view. The researcher must accommodate these differences, accepting that the different data offers layers of understanding until finally the way forward is clear. The findings are almost always captured in a document, and today this is more likely to be a deck of PowerPoint slides than a wordy report. The PowerPoint slides, or at least some of them, will be the basis of the debrief to the commissioning team. The written document of the report will contain three different types of data: tables, charts, and text. Tables. Tables are one of the most efficient ways of presenting data. The figures in the rows and columns show results that enable the reader to see the raw data and, if necessary, use the information for further calculations. A table can hold far more information than a chart and remain intelligible. They do, however, require the reader to work on the data more than in a chart. Tables should be used wherever there is a considerable amount of information which would become overcomplicated in a chart or diagram, and the figures in the table are important and the reader may require them for further computations, as in a company's financial accounts or in currency conversion tables. Charts. A picture has always been worth a thousand words. Graphs have more impact than tables because they simplify the data and pull out key findings in pictorial form. There are five major types of diagrams used by researchers. Bar charts. Horizontal bar charts are possibly the most popular type of chart used by market researchers. They are useful for comparing different data sets. Pie diagrams. Used to show parts of a whole, such as the market shares of suppliers or the age split of a sample. Graphs. Show trends over time and can be line graphs or bar graphs. Flow diagrams and representational charts. Show how a market is organized. They can relate to how a market is structured, how an organization operates, or how an individual makes decisions. The key issue for the development of a flow chart is the structure of a process. XY graphs. These compare two variables. This comparison helps in the interpretation of the data. For example, the findings from a customer satisfaction survey could show important scores of issues plotted against the satisfaction scores with those issues. The attributes that are in the northwest corner stand out as those which require immediate attention. Text. Text forms the narrative in a written report, and as such it is used to tell the whole story. Text is also used in tables and charts and PowerPoint slides to describe and add explanations to the findings. A PowerPoint slide deck that is prepared to report on the findings of a survey will normally have text to sum up the conclusions or for an executive summary. Text should aim to clearly and simply present the findings, and so needs to be written in short, simple sentences. Frequent headings that break up the text will help people speed read and gut the report. Bulleted text can similarly be used to give impact to points. Qualitative researchers make use of verbatim comments to communicate exactly what was said by respondents. Quoted comments are especially useful for enlivening and adding personality to a report. They forcibly remind the reader that the views which are being expressed are those of respondents and not the researcher. The onus is on the researcher to ensure that the quotes genuinely reflect the general view and have not been selected to support a personal prejudice. It is also important to remember that a whole string of quotes should not be used without providing a meaningful commentary, leaving the reader to try to draw a pattern or some conclusions. Planning and writing a report. The complexity of the research findings are clarified to the reader by a well-structured report. A structure can be obtained from a number of sources. The research method, separate sections for the qualitative and quantitative stages. The questionnaire, following the order of questions in the questionnaire, as this usually has a logical sequence. A timeline, describing the past, the present, and the future. A hierarchy of subjects, for example, starting with a broad subject, such as the structure of the market, and moving on to subjects of greater detail, such as how people choose suppliers. A business tool or framework, such as a SWOT analysis, describing strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. The researcher must choose a structure that is most appropriate to the objectives of the study and the audience that will be reading the report. Operational and functional staff, such as market research managers, will be more interested in detailed data that they can work with. Senior managers and directors especially look for strategies and ideas that help them plan. The best report structures follow a strong storyline or thread that goes through the report, with links between the chapters and a progressive build-up towards the conclusions and recommendations. As with every good story, there could be complications and diversions that merit special mention, but always these should help build a greater understanding of the subject and the actions that will follow. A classical structure for a market research report is as follows. A front page. This is the window into the report. The title has the power to draw people into the document, and it should be carefully chosen to be short and interesting. Also on the front page should be the date of publication of the report, the author and contact details such as address, phone number. A table of contents. Any report over half a dozen pages should have a table of contents. This formalizes the report and is the map that the reader can scan to see what it contains. Executive summary. A report of just a few pages deserves a summary. Because it is the last thing that is written, there is a danger that it will be skimped. It should be the most polished part of the document because it will certainly be the part that is most read. The summary should cover all the main points discussed in the document, the methods, findings, and the conclusions recommendations. Typically, the summary is 10% the length of the total report. Introduction. Following on from the summary is a short section which covers the background that led up to the study objectives, and its methods. Findings. This is the body of the report. It will be broken down into many compartments or chapters, each covering one of the major subjects of study. Any doubtful content in the findings section should be put into an appendix of supporting material. All sources of data in the findings should be referenced so that it is clear where they have come from and so that their credibility can be assessed. Conclusions and recommendations. The conclusions V with the summary is the showcase of a research report. They should begin by summarizing the key learnings from the study and then set these within a framework that suggests a way forward or offers options for moving forward. The researcher may not be able to be definitive about a favored course of action because there may be other factors influencing this decision of which they are unaware. There are a number of business and marketing frameworks which can be used to locate the research findings. When all the findings are written up and the reporting is complete, the report is not yet finished. The problem is that this is the stage that most researchers give up because they have had enough of the subject and are ready to move on. In fact, this is just the occasion when they need to find the enthusiasm to stay with the report because it is now ready to be passed across to the sponsor of the study, who is about to become very interested in it. Before the report is given to the client, it should be read and reread, the first pass checking on the content and the structure, and the next edits on the spelling and the prose. In one of the final edits, it nearly always helps to take material out or put it in an appendix. Most market research reports suffer from being too long, and their authors hate to remove words, charts, and tables they have produced. Very seldom are researchers criticized for reports that are too short. In the final window dressing of the report, care should be given to the following. Has it got a title page with full details of who prepared it, when it was prepared, and contact details? Has it been fully formatted with page numbers and labels and headings to all charts, tables, and diagrams? Many companies use standard reporting templates. Has this been followed in every detail? Is the report consistent in every respect, including use of fonts, margins, heading styles? Is the report free of typos? Bear in mind that the reader will judge the report on detail, and sloppiness in presentation will, by association, mean that the research output itself is also assumed to be sloppy. Presenting research findings. The presentation of a market research study will normally last up to 2 hours. They are almost always delivered using PowerPoint slides, which may be supported by other materials such as sample products, video and audio clips. Audiences vary between 1 or 2 people up to 30 or more, though typically there will be around 10 people in attendance who have a key interest in the study. As with reports, prior knowledge of the roles and responsibilities of those attending the presentation can help the researcher tailor the presentation to their different needs. What makes a good presentation is a good presenter. In market research, the slides play a more important role than in other presentations, as they are the source of the data. The presentation is an opportunity for the researcher to emphasise key points, explain detail, and generally add confidence to the results through a polished performance. Meticulous preparation is the key to a good presentation. The audience want to hear the presenter talk around the slides, expand on the bullet points, pull out the important data, draw their attention to the important words in a verbatim quote, and to make links with previous slides, or even future slides if appropriate. This makes a lively presentation and leaves the audience with a feeling of added value. This means that it is vitally important that the researcher who is making the presentation is immersed in the data and knows it inside out. A junior researcher should thoroughly rehearse the presentation, even if this is on their own, in front of the computer, or better still, in front of a tame audience. Tips for a good performance. Dress for the occasion. Control your nerves in a way that works for you. Settle yourself and the audience. Try to introduce yourself to everyone before the presentation begins. Write down their names. Use people's names, but make sure they're correct. Address their concerns and questions honestly. Control any unwanted body movements and habits, for example, swaying, pacing, jangling keys, etc. Try to avoid the constant repetition of words or phrases. Don't use close-up body language of crossed arms and hand over mouth. Know the data and the presentation structure inside out. Memorize the slides and the background to the points on the slides. Practice the presentation and what you will say on the day. Have your introduction and some concluding words prepared, because these are 2 vital moments in the presentation. Sweep the room constantly to make eye contact with everyone in the audience. Smile and use encouraging gestures to engage with the audience. Speak clearly and use intonation of your voice. Pace yourself in the presentation. Keep your eye on the clock. Never go on too long. Seldom are you criticised for a short meeting, while those that go on too long will eat into other people's agendas, and possibly cut short the time for the all-important final section on conclusions and recommendations.